Mark Thatcher, the son of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, has pleaded guilty to criminal charges. He was accused of a role in a plot to take over Equatorial Guinea. Thatcher admitted that he financed a helicopter used by mercenaries in their alleged attempt to overthrow the government of this small, oil-rich state. But he has insisted that he believed the helicopter was to be used as an air ambulance for humanitarian purposes. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins us now from Johannesburg, from which he's been covering this story. And Jason, what was Thatcher's sentence?
Thatcher got a 4-year suspended sentence and a 3 million rand fine. 3 million rand is about a half a million U.S. This is a plea bargain that he agreed to with prosecutors, and it essentially settles these charges under South Africa's anti-mercenary law, which prohibits people in South Africa being involved in mercenary activity elsewhere in the world.
You said a suspended prison sentence. That means he does not go to jail for his role in this coup.
That's right. That means that he's avoiding a prison term. He's also avoiding a possible lengthy trial in which more evidence might have come out. He was facing 15 years if he was convicted of all the charges against him. At the moment, you've got a large group of South Africans in prison in Zimbabwe who've been convicted of being involved in a coup attempt against Equatorial Guinea. The charges there in Zimbabwe are related to immigration and weapons, but it was all related to this possible coup attempt that they were supposedly going to carry out. You've also got people in Equatorial Guinea, again, many of them South Africans, who were convicted in November and are serving lengthy prison terms there for this plot.
And what's the difference between Mark Thatcher, who gets this suspended sentence, and the others who go to jail?
Mark Thatcher put money into an account owned by Simon Mann. Simon Mann is now in prison in Zimbabwe. He was the alleged ringleader of this plot. Simon Mann worked in one of the most notorious mercenary outfits in South Africa, Executive Outcomes, which was very involved in the civil war in Sierra Leone, also in the civil war in Angola. Mark Thatcher claims that he was funding a helicopter that was going to be used as an ambulance. Prosecutors say that that helicopter was a military helicopter, and it was going to be used as an attack helicopter in this coup attempt. So Thatcher is managing to distance himself. He claims that he didn't know the intentions of Simon Mann or what this helicopter was going to be used for, and thus he's going to be able to get his passport back and get away with just paying a fine.
I want to ask a little bit more about this. The question does arise of how Mark Thatcher became involved with these gentlemen, and he really says that he did not know that they were plotting a coup?
He says that he did not know that they were plotting a coup. He lived quite close to Simon Mann. Simon Mann is a former British former SAS officer. He was involved in mercenary activity all over Africa. Says that he's cleaned up his act and now is running a logistics company out of South Africa. But Simon Mann and Mark Thatcher were quite close friends, and that's how Thatcher says he got involved in this operation to buy this helicopter.
Says he was helping out a friend.
That's what he says.
Jason, thanks very much. That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Johannesburg, South Africa.